There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty. Good idea to do so. Jim, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Thanks for being patient with me. How am I going to help?
Dr. Joy, it's not a case of seeking help this time. You gave me great help a few weeks ago. And I know from personal experience now that one of the reasons I think I enjoy the show is knowing a little bit more about you and your background, I can see why your advice is practical and, more importantly, actually doable in most instances. And the bit more I learn about you, the more I find some similarities. When you mentioned Boston and the VRA, it made me think back to William Loeb days and the changing of the South End and Roxbury and so much more.
Oh, yeah, absolutely,
And what I'm working to do, Dr. Joy, in this instance, is just try and get the extremes to recognize the middle ground. I've got a bit of law training. Actually, I was a lawyer for a while. And one of the things that happened as a result of that training, education, is having difficulty with absolutes. In other words, things never really are quite black and white, and everything's relative. So there's always going to be somebody at one extreme or the other, and you can't satisfy both. And so I have some personal experience because you mentioned having grown up middle class and what you did about, you know, managing your money when you're putting your husband and yourself through school. And I had a similar situation. I thought I was middle class all my life, I should say, until I closer to an adult, and I actually met middle class kids. They realized, no, my folks weren't middle class. If we were lucky, we might have been upper, lower class. My dad was.
Yeah. Your point is well taken. There was actually a survey that was done. We actually commented on, I think, about a year ago that said that something like 80% of the population, or 83% of the population, said they were middle class. And as you point out, most of us weren't.
And it's so true. And we had a happy life. I mean, my dad, my brother Bill, gave my father his first car, which I think was a 1952 Chevy. And that was in the 60s. So Dad used to use the MBA, well, what was it those days, the MTA, getting back and forth to work, or he'd get a lift home from one of the other cops. And I had things, and I had stuff that my mother got me a leather jacket when they're popular and told me how great it was better than leather because it was made out of naga hide. And it And I God believed it. Okay, so that's the sort of stuff that kept me going, thinking I was middle class, and there were always kids in my neighborhood substantially poorer than me, so I felt we were good, which brings me to the point of today's conversation, and that is my sister, the wonderful person in great pain much of her life, but she never, ever complained. She just sucks it up, and there was a point in time because her husband, unbeknownst to her, had really serious manic depressive issues, and she didn't realize that he had gambled away everything that they had. Yeah. It was after they were divorced, and she had five children, that she actually, my dad would bring her cheese and I would buy her postage stamps so she could mail things. And she actually, for a short time, had food stamps. And she was just terribly embarrassed every time she used it. And to this day, she still doesn't have much. Several of us help keep her going. And so she finds, she's chagrined when she sees people today who get much better benefits, not that she minds, but don't appreciate what they're getting. So where I'm driving to, Dr. Joy, is you remember, if you were there with the VRA, you were probably there around the busing time also. And the real issue, if people dug below the surface, wasn't so much a racial issue as lots of people like to see, I should say like, feel better if they know there's somebody worse off than them. Misery loves company. And so if there's somebody, behind them with less, you feel a little bit better, a little less worse, because at least you've got something. Yeah. And so in South Boston, they were convinced, as I was growing up in Dorchester, Jamaica Plain, that we were middle class, that we had a good life, and there were four kids. And then when the school that you thought was yours, because it was a neighborhood school, now have the poor kids coming in, oh, my goodness, you felt threatened because you no longer had that buffer of feeling superior by virtue of you having a better life. You got to live in the D Street projects instead of the Heath Street projects or the Cathedral projects or still City Point. And I think that it's the people like that man that you mentioned working behind the counter at the McDonald's who has a family, has lost his job, or the person with a master's degree and can't find a job, and they're struggling. And what happens is it's not them, but it's the people who really feel that they're deserving, a la my sister, of some help. And they look around and they find what is a minority group, no doubt. When I say that, I don't mean race. In population, it's a minority that take advantage of a system. And it's like standing in line, you're watching somebody step over and start another line, and you say, hey, what the hell's going on? You fear you're being cheated, but you don't want to break the rules and preach and say, well, hell, if they do it, I'll do it.
Yeah.
And so I don't think any reasonable person would deny a safety net to many of the people, or if not most all of the people, who are getting some form of aid. And I just don't know what the solution is. I know that the EBT cards, electronic benefit transfer cards, and I know a little something about those, can be programmed so that they won't stand for, let's say, cigarettes, tobacco, certain things, and so forth.
Yep.
And then what you wind up with is a corrupt little grocery store where the person there will charge out what it is you want, bring it up to something different, and for his effort, you know, take an extra $10 or $5 or whatever the hell it is.
Well, but as you point out, in any system, there are always cheats.
Exactly.
But the by and large, most of the people are not cheats. Number one, and we were talking about that. Apparently, there's just on the news today that there are 14,000 more people who applied for unemployment last month. But unemployment's a form of welfare as well. It's being paid not to work. Now, presumably, you had to have a job and you had to have it for a while to be eligible for unemployment. But people fall on hard times, and I think most people, given a choice, the vast majority would rather work than not. If nothing else, you make a lot more money than you're going to make on welfare.
Oh, I think so too, Dr. Troy. I think what the issue is we amplify or magnify the results of cheating and paint with too broad a brush to sweep more people in.
Yep.
And I think for the sake of those people who truly deserve help, it's unfortunate that we can't find a better system to weed it out. For example, that gentleman you say was working behind the McDonald's counter. Why in the hell wasn't their 17 or 19-year-old mother or what have you filling that job long before he came along? You say, well, gee, if there were menial jobs, and I give you one last dose example, Dr. Joy. When I was about near the end of my career, I spoke to a friend of mine from college who'd gone to the FBI. He was in his 50s. He had a couple of small children, and he said he was about to retire. I said, how can you possibly retire? And he said, well, I'll get 60% of my pay.
Yep.
And I said, you can live on 60% of your pay? He said, no. He said, but I'd be a fool. He said, think of this. You go to work you leave work on Friday afternoon and you're making $100 a week. You come in on Monday and your boss says, oh, we're going to pay you 40% or $40 for the work you used to do. So he said, why should I work for less than half of what I used to when I get $60 doing nothing? And that's not, and so it was just an eye opener for me to think.
And that's no one would call him a welfare cheat. Everybody would call him middle class, and everybody would call him smart.
Yeah,
and if you look at the, I think the latest, I remember seeing something at the New York City Police Department that some huge percentage, like 60 or 70%, was paying pension and benefits. It wasn't for active workers.
I got to tell you, it's so true. Here in Rhode Island, which is where I now reside, the big joke is you don't care what they pay you. You put in your 20 years of service.
Yep.
And you actually make more money in retirement because you get a 4% cost of living increase every year.
Yeah.
It's very, very quickly.
And nobody calls those guys welfare cheats. We call them smart, middle-class workers.
Yeah.
So we need to be a little careful. But Jim, I think your point is very well taken. And as I said, it's one of the delights of the program is that people are actually talking about this and talking with each other as opposed to the abstractions of welfare cheats or poor people who are saintly. I mean, what we need to talk about is real people, real issues, real problems, and hopefully real solutions.
You can find one of the usual practical solutions. I'll get off the air and listen. Thanks, Dr. Joy, for everything.
Thank you, Jim. Ralph, you'll be next. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-99-3756-9. Richard, you'll be right after Ralph. Ralph, you get to go first. Welcome.
Dr. Joy, thank you. I can't help but speak to that last call, just for a moment, if I could.
Sure.
As I walk to my studio downtown, where it's very affluent, and I kind of do a program down there, I see the homeless people in their sleeping bags and in the evenings, and right, it smacks me in the face each and every time, you know, and the public assistance that many are on, you know, frankly, they have to have a job and also hold on to that public assistance just to make ends meet.
Yeah.
So all the fraud that's always bandied about, it exists, and yeah, it's a terrible cheat, but many people can't get by without that assistance, and to take that rug out from under them, if you will, it would be a crime. We have to have some sort of a net, and you know, that's just my comment on that part of it.
Well, I agree with you, and as I said, I think the most welfare cheats are not the people who are on welfare. And many states now have a workfare program where, because there's some acknowledgement that why would you want to turn people into liars who are working, who still can't make it with what they're making in minimum wage. But the real welfare cheats, when you read about the huge amounts of money, it's not the woman with three kids and, you know, and no high school diploma. It's
right.
The doctors or the dentists, or as Jim pointed out, the guy in the grocery store who's taking a cut so we can give somebody liquor or lottery tickets or whatever. I mean, the real money that's being wasted isn't with the people who are struggling to get by. It's with the people who have figured out a way to exploit them.
And we politicized it, that if you come and actually state the truth or what you feel, you're considered some sort of a knee-jerk liberal where, you know, I'm in the middle somewhere, I'm independent, I don't even know where I don't have a category. And it tends to, you know, the right battles the left on this issue, and nothing gets done. But more to what I had called for, if I could, this rogue cop who decided to put 7 bullets into this fleeing individual there. This bothers me every, you know, and I say bothers me, I'm being very tame about it. It really just strikes me to the core that this goes on over and over again. The guy in Staten Island who was choked to death, I'll say it, you don't have to say it, that's how I feel about it. That's never an indictment. And then we had the Brown case, which was probably rightfully not indicted. But what we see now going on in South Carolina, it almost seems like, Dr. Joey, tell me if you agree, that this officer was almost too lazy to pursue this guy that was fleeing from him, almost like it'd be easier for me to pump a few in your back than give chase. Did you get that feeling yourself?
Well, there.
I'm oversimplifying, but yeah. It seemed to me like how, you know, I mean, the guy had no gun. The guy's, it was running at a snail's pace. And instead of pursuing as he had to do in that case, I don't know what happened before that, he put a few in his back. It's just reprehensible.
Well, and I think, I don't know if you heard yesterday's program, but there was actually a woman from South Carolina who called and said exactly that. She said, try him, you know, that this is not acceptable. And it would seem to me that one of the things that, and again, we could certainly paint me as goody two-shoes, which I would have a hard time disputing, but that these kinds of things have been going on for a very long time. But at least that's what I said. It's not that we're having a moral turnaround in this country. It's that everybody's got a camera. And when everybody's got a camera, you can't get away with this crap anymore. That it's not going to be okay. And are we still in a transition zone where some people, when they have it dead to rights, when they have a video of it, when we had a cop in New York last week who was caught on tape yelling at an Uber driver, and the guy lost his, he's at least suspended temporarily and fined, and who knows what's going to happen. He'll very likely lose his job and should lose his job. So I think that at least there's an awareness. There's, if I were a cop right now, I mean, I would assume that I would be a very good cop, but that if I were not, I would think, you know, at least you're going to have to be really sneaky or really careful or really lucky because you're going to get caught.
Well, those of us who speak out against this were pegged cop haters, and I'm certainly not. In fact, I always say I love the good cops. I disdain the bad ones, because with that,
well,
with
I think
that
cops
badge,
feel the same way about it, that it's a dangerous, thankless job to a very large extent. And when some jerk sort of soils the reputation, then, I mean, if I were a cop, I would feel horrible about it, that there really is internal affairs. And I know that that's the hated sort of concept in the blue line. But still, as I said yesterday, that I think that the only way that we as a society can function is to not have the omerta, to not have the idea that if you speak out against somebody that you're not a patriot or you're not a supporter, that we all need to speak out against that which is patently wrong. And if
but
we don't,
within,
we're sunk.
But those within the police force find it difficult to, they're ostracized. If they go to the precinct and speak out against their brother, they're, you know, they won't be talked to for the rest of their time there. I mean, that stuff, that blue wall of silence, they used to call it, that exists. That exists.
It sure does. It sure does.
And I hate to bring out that friends thing, but I have a couple of friends who are cops, and they both feel the same. You know, I run all these situations by them because they're right there on the job, and they feel the same way. But do they open their mouth? Do they blow the whistle? They don't, because they're afraid for many different reasons. And again, when another cop doesn't have your back, as they say, when they may not have your back because you are considered a rat, it can actually be dangerous. You just said it.
No question. Well, and I think that is changing, and it's not changing necessarily because the police departments are changing or because leadership is changing. It's changing because the population, the public is becoming more aware of it, because it's not somebody's word against somebody else. It's on tape. It's videoed. It's you know, and that's irrefutable, and it will change things. It does change things. The Internet, as I said, this is kind of a trivial example, but it seems to me, I worked on the classified part of the space program, and the notion when I was working on it is it took about 6 months for the most highly classified information that we were working on for whomever the enemy at that time was to know it. It's now 6 seconds. Everybody just hits send. So the idea of secrecy is beginning to be a non-entity in our society. Now, there's a part of it that I deplore, which is people putting all this junk on Facebook that you don't know who's looking at it. But the other part of it is the customer in the Uber cab, the pedestrian who is filming the car that just ran through the intersection, the cameras on in Times Square, that we are, and there is going to, there not only will be, there has been a loss of privacy, but there, the other part is that the word transparent is beginning to be less of a blanket term that means nothing and more of a term that means on tape. You know, it's transparent because somebody's got it on their phone. Ralph, listen, thanks. I don't think, you know, I think that's part of the pleasure of this program is you're allowed to be a patriot and have trouble with some things. You're allowed to be, you don't have to have a label. All you have to do is have a brain. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Richard, what happened to you? You were so patient, and then you weren't. Katie, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. How may I help?
Okay. I'm in a relationship right now, and I would like to get your kind of advice or perspective on this.
Okay.
I'm 27 years old. I'm currently dating a 50-year-old. We've been dating for the last 6 months. It kind of started unexpectedly, and it's just been going really well for the last few months now. I'm thinking about the long term, thinking about, you know, marriage, moving in, like, well, I would be thinking about this with anyone, but I'm wondering just, you know, because of the age gap and family and getting everyone's, you know, hearing all the everyone's influences, what's your perspective on a huge gap like that, an age group, and in the future? I haven't heard you talk about this, and this subject hasn't come up since I've been seeing him, so I wanted to talk to you directly about it.
Sure. Okay. Where did you guys meet?
We just met a local fitness club that we both kind of are involved in. We have a good community there.
Okay. Has he been married before?
Once.
Okay. And how long has he been divorced?
About 7 years.
Okay. You have kids?
No kids.
Okay. Well, that'll make your life a little easier. Does he want kids?
Yes, he says he hasn't found the right person yet. And we've kind of talked about kids a little bit, but it's 6 months in, so I'm kind of the one thinking about it way too much.
All right, so what are the two of you, I mean, 6 months is sort of the beginning, isn't it, of a relationship. It takes, you know, 6 to 9 to 12 months. And certainly the age difference is an issue. I mean, I was going to say you're literally young enough to be his daughter, but fortunately he doesn't have daughters, so you don't have to worry about that. And part of it depends on his energy level. Look, of all the things over which a relationship can founder, age is certainly one of them, but it's probably not the primary one. It has to do with shared perspectives, more or less the same energy level, having a consistent worldview, having things you enjoy doing together.
It's all the same. It's great. It's been great. Energy level, yeah.
I mean, if he had kids and you wanted to have kids and he didn't want to have any more kids, that would be an issue, but that doesn't seem to be an issue. You know, look, I think you sort of play it out a little bit longer. Obviously, at some point, if I were in your shoes and marrying a man who was 23 years older than I was, what I'd want to do is make sure he was healthy. I'd certainly have a fairly major life insurance policy on him. On the other hand, you could get hit by a falling meteor tomorrow. So, I mean, those things are pretty unpredictable. Presumably, you want to make sure that you have a good relationship with your dad so he doesn't become the father figure in your life, because that's a short-term solution to a long-term tragedy. It's just not very workable. Assuming that you like to do the same things, again, for the first 6 months of a relationship, most of us become a somewhat vanilla version of ourselves, right? Because we really want that other person to like us, and we want them to stay, and we want to have the opportunity to make sure that we want them, so we want to make sure that they want us. And in the next 6 months, I think the two of you hopefully will become more who you are, even though in theory the investment goes up, but also the two of you understand that you're not playing for a date, you're playing in theory for a mate. So you want to make sure that 2 years into a marriage, the two of you don't become who you really are and find out that you have nothing in common, or you really don't like each other, or the fact that he's really not a vegan is going to be an issue. So I would, if I were in your shoes in the next 6 months, what I would do is become my most self. That doesn't mean necessarily selfish. It means honest. It doesn't mean brutal. It just means truthful. So
your most
that
what?
You.
What did you say?
I said, so you become your most what's the word I want?
Your real self.
Actualized self, that you are really who you are, that you don't play cute little girl, that you don't play.
Yeah, and that's what I told him from the start. This is me, you accept me for me, this is who I am.
Well, and everybody says that, but nobody really does it, because we want that other person to care about us, and we want enough time for us to be able to decide we want them as opposed to them dumping us. So I think it's really important that the two of you become really honest with one another, that that, you know, maybe you don't shave your legs every day, or maybe you do. That maybe he understands that while he really likes going out dancing with you, that he's 50-some years old and he wants to have a couple nights in front of the TV. So the two of you really begin to be more who you really are. So you can assess, does this have the basis of a long-term relationship? And then the major issues about difference in age are, especially for women, are childbearing, which is not much of an issue here, it sounds like. Economics, which the two of you presumably can talk about, and health, and then communality of interest, and see where you get.
Okay. Okay. That's, yeah, kind of what I was thinking. I just wanted to get some different perspective on it.
That's, you're also going to have to find friends in common, because his friends are, by definition, more likely to be older. Yours are likely to be younger, so you need to find some that are somewhere in the middle that both of you like spending time around.
Mm-hmm. And he's definitely a young 50-year-old, so.
Okay.
It's not a problem. Oh, wait, thank you so much for your help, Dr. Joy.
Okay, kiddo, if you have more questions, you know where to find me.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome, Katie. Richard, yay. I was worried when we had lost you. Hi there. I'm good.
Hi. Good. Listen, I'm calling from New Hampshire. And
okay.
A neighboring state of Maine has a governor that is trying to get legislation passed that people who are on the EBT cards, which is the new form of food stamps,
okay.
It's probably a lot cheaper for the government. Instead of mailing out all the food stamps, they reload a card called EBT. I believe it stands for Electronic Balance Transfer.
Okay.
But the only thing is, well, going back to Governor LePage, he wants to have pictures of the recipients on the cards. There must be some fraud going on where people pay the recipient money to use their card and then use the card. Like, back in the old days, they would buy food stamps for like 50 cents on the dollar, from what I understand. But what I have personally witnessed myself is people going in to stores that, well, say they're beverage stores. They sell lottery tickets, cigarettes, and beer. And the people who can least afford it go to an ATM with their EBT card. They must have some type of a cash slush fund on that card, and they get the cash with their EBT card. Now, let me say this again. I have personally witnessed this happening. They turn around, go to the cooler, pick up the beers, go and get cigarettes with the cash that they withdrew from the ATM machine with the EBT card, and they may even buy lottery tickets. Now, I will tell you that I was brought up by a single mom, my brother and I, and she worked as a nurse's aide, so it was always hand-to-mouth. And my mother never could get help. You're making $5 a month, 2 months, or whatever. And my point is, these people, I feel, are abusing the system. The culture has changed. It used to be called recipient. Now they're entitlements. And the people actually believe that they're entitled to it. It's like even people coming into my business, sometimes I feel like there's one loaf of bread and there's 1,000 people buying for that one loaf of bread. It's like, the hell with you, it's all about me. And, you know, when you were talking about that gentleman or person that you met to the 9/11 ordeal and it came in all clean and cut, he would be the one that would try and take the whole loaf of bread.
No question. Yeah. Not only would he take the whole loaf of bread, but he would probably suggest to you that he should get it at a discount because it was stale. And I mean, he was a cheat. He really was.
Yeah. I mean, I see that all the time. People will come in and say, can I bring my own pot? And, you know, to fix their car, you know, now you probably remember me because I've called you so many times. I have a garage in Somersworth, New Hampshire, right on the main border. And people will come in and bring their own pots, and if they buy the wrong pot, and I've got the car on the lift, and I'll say, you brought the wrong pot, and they get mad at me, you know?
Yeah.
Because they're trying to save a buck, and I appreciate the fact they're trying to save a buck, but sometimes it costs them more because the car's on the lift, and I can't give the lift away for free. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but let's go back to the issue about, you know, look, there will always be people who are going to try and beat the system. And, I mean, the question is, look, if I were in charge of the world, I wouldn't probably even sell cigarettes, to be quite honest. There's no reason on God's green earth that I can figure out that somebody should have a cigarette. I mean, they're smelly, they're dangerous, they're carcinogenic, tobacco farmers everywhere are going to come and beat up on me. But the point is, Should the government, I mean, in New York, we got in huge issues because the mayor decided people couldn't drink big sodas. Hang on for me. Let's talk about this a little bit more. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, I mean, I'm really proud of you guys today because I think these are topics that really need to be discussed. And with the emphasis being discussed, looked at, you know, how do we find a better system? How do we have people, how do we take some of the shame out? And I know that there are people who think that it should, I think asking for help, look, think about what I do for a living. So the idea of it being shameful to ask for help is antithetical to what I am and to who I am and what I do. So the idea, and people here are asking me for emotional help, for psychological help. But is that any less or more difficult than saying, I'm hungry, you know, I can't feed my family, or I've been looking for a job, or I'm ill, or I'm in some way unable to work, and it's not that I don't want to. I mean, basically everybody, I mean, nobody likes working at crappy jobs, but everybody likes feeling like they're important, that they have a place in the world, that they have some value, there's something they can do that's meaningful. All right, Richard, we were talking and we needed to take a break. So pick up where you were.
The last comment you made, Dr. Joy, was the fact about cigarettes, you know, and people using their EBT cards to get cigarettes.
Yeah.
Well, you know, look at CVS. Do you remember just about a year ago they stopped selling cigarettes?
Huh. I don't think I did, but...
Yeah, they did. I don't know if it's regional, but their bottom line has gone up since they dropped cigarettes.
Huh.
They says, how can we project a healthy lifestyle and give you medications to keep that when we're selling cigarettes? And they completely dropped the cigarette, all the cigarette lines.
Wow.
You have CVS. Are you in New York or Washington?
I'm in New York, and we do have CVSs. Consumer Value, was it Consumer Value Stores, I think? That's what CVS stands
for. That's what that stands for, I always wondered.
Yeah, see, I'm one of the few people who actually know that, Consumer Value. Yeah.
Yeah, you know that, but you didn't know they stopped selling cigarettes.
I didn't. That somehow escaped me. I maybe because I don't smoke. I'm trying to think, and that's true nationwide?
I believe so, yes.
I didn't know
if CVS was regional to the New England area, but if it's in New York.
Well, I think it did start in New England, but they certainly have them in New York. I'll have to check and see about that. But, you know, and Walgreens shouldn't do it either. Remember that the stop, the corner of Healthy and Happy?
Yep. You know, also, as a whole, you know, I am very proud of America. I take a lot of pride in America. And even though there's a few bad apples that abuse the system. I know, I'm sure, as with people are more generally good than evil.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that there's more being helped than are stealing from the system.
Well,
you know, that's
my
bottom line.
Exactly. It seems to me this is, and I'm now wading into another sort of firestorm, but for example, the issue about the death penalty is if you make one mistake, it all sets all those people that were in fact guilty of the crimes they committed. In a society that believes in all the things that we believe in America, the idea of putting one person to death who shouldn't have been put to death is terrifying. So, and I think with welfare, the idea is, okay, you can't have a system that is completely scam-proof. But if we truly believe that most people are not going to scam, don't we need to have a system that protects most people, even if occasionally in that need to protect people, somebody can get by the system?
Yeah.
So, and I think the answer is, yeah, it has to be. It really has to be. Otherwise, we've become just a nation of kind of nasty folks. And,
yeah.
And I don't think we want to think of ourselves as nasty folks.
I agree with you on that. You know, when you're talking about the death penalty, it makes me think of, you know, your show was interrupted yesterday in up here because of the outcome on the Boston bombing.
Did they sentence him? I knew they found him guilty, but I don't think they've sentenced him yet, have they?
No, that's next week. I think they'll wait till after the marathon before they do impose what the penalty is going to be, rather life in prison or the death penalty.
Yeah. What do you think is going to happen on that?
I'm Catholic. I have a hard time with it. I would have to be there and sitting there and on the jury to try and make a decision like that.
What do you think is going to happen?
I think that, first of all, you know that Massachusetts does not have a death penalty, but it is a federal case. I think that based upon how the jury came, I think he will be imposed with the death penalty. I really do. I mean, he's trying to extricate some of the blame onto his brother who's dead. There's not too much we can do about with that. But the fact of the matter is, it's a tough call. I mean, I don't like to judge unless I'm there,
you know, having to make that decision as well. I don't like what happened. I feel very bad for the people that have been injured and maimed and the little boy that got killed. I mean, that guy was within a couple of feet of a little boy. I mean, he got a life sentence, you know, and the people who got maimed and lost legs and all that, they got a life sentence of sorts. So I don't know. It's a tough call, but generally I'm a helpless optimist. I believe that people are generally good. I'm going to live my life that way. I'm 55 years old and I'm more than halfway through my lifetime, and I hope to keep that type of attitude.
Well, amen. I think it'll be interesting to see what happens, but
I agree with you. Well, maybe I'll try to give you a call back after the decision comes down.
Yeah, maybe I don't know how much of a regional question that is. Maybe that's a question that we should ask on Facebook. In this particular case, do you think there should be a death penalty, or should there be a death penalty in general, and why not? As long as we seem to be wading into these subjects that people tend to yell at each other about, and here they're not yelling at each other, so it's
probably
kind of,
don't have the opportunity to yell on Facebook.
Well, yeah, but metaphorically they can, not to mention all of you guys who've called. So, and right. Listen, I think the whole point is that this kind of situation does seem to allow people to sort of be reasonable. As I said, you don't have to have a political position. All you have to do is have a brain, you know, and be willing to share what your feelings are about it.
Exactly.
All right, Richard, I'm delighted you called back, and we'll see whether or not your prediction comes true. Maybe we'll take it on as well next week.
All right, have a good weekend.
Thank you, Richard. Yeah, I think there is no such thing as a system that is completely foolproof. And, I mean, there just isn't. I mean, anything you can think about, I mean, we could play the game. Anything you can think about, we could probably get around. And the idea is, how much time are you going to spend, how much time, money, and effort are you going to spend trying to get the cheat? And do you actually spend more money trying to get the cheats than the cheats whatever cheat you of? So, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years, and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.